According to a statement released by Columbia Regional, the airport learned of the flight cancellations from passengers trying to book future flights, and not from Frontier itself. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid learned of Frontier's decision Monday morning and says he wasn't surprised.
Frontier has decided that this is not a model they want to pursue, losing money on it. And it's just like a restaurant losing money. You know, if a restaurant's losing money, it's going to not exist anymore. So that's sort of the lay of the land. It would have been nice if it had been successful. But for a long time, this has been in the it's-too-good-to-be-true category.
McDavid says Frontier's decision to charge low fares may have contributed to the carrier losing money on service in and out of Columbia. Frontier spokesperson Kate O'Malley says the decision to end flights was financially driven.
Bookings did not meet expectations for a new market. For the short time that we did offer the service, we didn't sell as many tickets as we had hoped to for the new market.
McDavid says he believes the airline industry is in a state of flux, and that could impact Columbia even more.
That's why I always say that relationships with airlines in towns like Columbia, like our size, those relationships are fragile.
Frontier isn't the first airline to leave Columbia Regional. Earlier this month, Delta Airlines discontinued its flights when the airline learned American Airlines would receive a revenue guarantee for providing service. Frontier passengers who booked affected tickets will receive a full refund. Casey Murrell, KBIA News, Columbia.